Rod's Pulse Podcast Number 50, Podcasting's Three Realms, and Podsafe Brett Dinnan.
Brought to you in part by Illuminate, where bright ideas meet.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Paychecks like necklaces and bracelets, talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. People walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come, set me free. Love will come, set me free. I do believe.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back. That was a clip from a song called Ain't No Reason by Brett Dinnan. He sounds an awful lot like Bob Dylan to me, but of course with a much better voice. He's also been compared to James Taylor and Tracy Chapman. So stay tuned at the end of my podcast. We'll have the full song, Ain't No Reason. By the way, he's been making the airwaves a lot. His songs have been played on House, the last episode of House this year. He's been played on Scrubs and some other programs and even some advertising. Now, this song is the only one that I found on the Podsafe Music Network, so it's the only one I can play for you, but I liked him enough that I went and bought his entire album, his most recent album. I think he has two albums out, so stay tuned and listen to the full song. First, some news from the Podosphere. I recently ran across an article that I thought you would be interested in. It's a survey of distant learning programs in higher ed, and especially in the light of the upcoming National Distance Learning Week, I want to bring it to your attention. This particular research was done by a company called Primary Research Group. One of the outcomes was that in the groups that they surveyed, distance learning was increasing by about 16% in the past year. And they found that about a third of those students that were taking part in distance learning were already taking part in traditional classroom study. By the way, I ran across that news item in Helga Scherlund's e-learning news blog, and I have a link to that blog on my show notes. Now, if you want to see an abstract of this full survey, you can go to the link on my show notes at Primary Research Group. They do have some tables listing breakdowns of how different schools advertise their distance learning in magazines, billboards, on the radio, and just for an example of the kind of data you'll see there. They said that only 8%, a little over 8% of community colleges advertised in magazines for distance learning. About 40% of BA and MA level colleges advertised in magazines, and about 42% of PhD level research universities advertised in magazines. So you can see more of that if you go to their main website. Pretty useful if you're researching distance learning and how it might benefit your particular school. Now, for my main topic today, I wanted to give you a brief summary and some of my comments on a white paper that appeared a couple of months ago called Podcasting, a Teaching and Technology White Paper, and this was produced by Ashley Deal of Carnegie Mellon University. The way the paper is broken down is into three so-called realms of podcasting. Now, the first two I've talked about an awful lot on my podcast. The first one is delivery of lecture archives. I know at Jefferson we use Appresso Classroom, and for your information, I can direct you to one of my other podcasts on that. Here's a little clip from my interview of Jeff Allen, chairman and founder of AnyStream. They're the producers of Appresso Classroom, which is now used at Jefferson, and you can go to the full podcast on this topic, Rod's Pulse Podcast number 27. So here's Jeff Allen telling us a little bit about Appresso.
It's a family of lecture capture products that are built specifically for the needs of higher education. And what they allow a university or school to do is to actually capture all of the instruction that occurs in real time during a classroom and make it available in an on-demand version for students to review essentially immediately after the classroom. So a shortcut is it's kind of like TiVo for the classroom, and it gives students the ability to go back and review concepts that they didn't understand, or for students or faculty where perhaps English isn't their primary language or there's some learning disabilities. It really is a wonderful way to allow students to help themselves and actually learn and understand the information better than they got the first time.
Now, capturing lectures for students is probably one of the most popular forms of podcasting, and students certainly like it. It's probably the most requested form of podcasting by students, and it's relatively easy to implement. It costs some money, but once it's set up, it can be automated. Now, one of the main advantages, of course, is that because of RSS feeds, it's very convenient for students. They don't have to check websites. They can just subscribe, and every time a class audio content appears, it automatically appears in their computer or their MP3 player. The white paper goes on to explain the findings at three institutions about digital lecture recording. They are the University of Michigan School of Dentistry, Harvard Extension School, and the University of Washington. One of the findings isn't surprising, that only about 20% of the students in the University of Washington study listened to more than 75% of the recorded lectures. They would pick and choose the ones that they wanted to hear, and they would fast forward to specific points or sections in the podcast. Most students perceive podcasting in this format to be a good adjunct to lectures, but it wasn't a replacement for attending lectures. Certainly, complaints I've heard from faculty is that they're concerned that students might stay away from lectures, but all three studies showed that there was not a significant impact on overall attendance. So that's encouraging. About 85% of students in one survey said that the lecture archives had a positive effect on their exam grades. Now, one of the most commonly mentioned shortcomings of lecture recording is that the recording doesn't capture the question and answer session, and they can't hear the questions from the audience. Certainly that would be solved in a more sophisticated environment, like you see in distance learning, where students who are asking questions are also captured in the audio stream. One finding I thought was interesting describes a study where they picked a course that had some difficult content with a lot of dependence on diagrams and other visuals during the presentation. And they presented the content in three ways: a video, audio synchronized with images from the presentation slides, much like we have with the Appresso Classroom, or audio only. Interestingly, the audio only format was twice as popular as the other two formats. The students pointed to the convenience of being able to automatically download the podcast via the RSS feed and listening to it on their portable player. The Harvard group saw that the main benefit was, quote, new opportunities to teach, sans credits and degrees, those for whom attendance, enrollment, or education itself might not otherwise be possible. Now, one of the most surprising findings was that the majority of students report using lecture podcasts at home or on a computer rather than in a mobile environment with a portable device. So that seems to agree with other statistics I've seen. I had heard 60%. They say that 75% of students downloaded media ported reviewing the files primarily from home. So that seems to go against some of the data I just talked about. So it would seem to be a complicated issue. In other words, even though podcasting is promoted as a way to be able to learn in a mobile environment, what actually happens in most cases, it seems, is that the recorded lectures are listened to not on a portable device. The authors mentioned that cognitive psychologists would say that simultaneous processing, if you're listening in a mobile environment while exercising or so forth, is going to decrease performance with the number of tasks you're doing at the same time. So let that be a caveat. So in one of the studies, the conclusion was that the real potential of podcasting is best achieved by developing supplementary materials designed specifically for the format. And that leads us into the second realm, creating supplementary material. So I'll cover that on my next podcast. That about does it for today then. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for Ain't No Reason by Brett Denon. Thanks for listening. Till next time, have a great week.
Please leave Rod feedback at 610-616-2199.
I'm happy to say that Illuminate is now sponsoring my podcast. If you're searching for a perfect web collaboration solution, look no further than Illuminate. In fact, they're giving away free 3-user V-Rooms with no restrictions. They're the award-winning product that has all the real-time collaboration features you want, including a whiteboard, application sharing, voiceover IP, and video. You can sign up for a free V-Room by clicking on the Illuminate graphic on my webpage or visit www.getvroom.com/rodspulse.
There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day. Preachers on the podium speaking of saints. Prophets on the sidewalk begging for change. Old ladies laughing from the fire escape, cursing my name. I got a basket full of lemons and they all taste the same. A window in a pigeon with a broken wing. You can spend your whole life working for something just to have it taken away. People walk around pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets. Talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. People walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come, set me free. Love will come, set me free. I do believe. Love will come, set me free. I know it will. Love will come, set me free. Yes. Prison walls still standing tall. Some things never change at all. Keep on building prisons, gonna fill them all. Keep on building bombs, gonna drop them all. Working your fingers bare to the bone. Breaking your back, make you sell your soul. Like a lung, it's filled with cold. Suffocating slow. The wind blows wild and I may move. But politicians lie and I am not fooled. You don't need no razor nor a three-piece suit to argue the truth. The air on my skin and the world under my toes. Slavery stitched to the fabric of my clothes. Chaos and commotion wherever I go. Love I try to follow. Love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I do believe. Love will come set me free. I know it will. Love will come set me free. Yes. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University or any other institution or company.